AM 910 WJCW on this Wednesday morning, checking in with the folks from the town of Jonesboro, which sponsors this portion of the program, the JBO Show. Joining us this morning, a frequent visitor and guest. Good morning, Jules Corriere.
Good morning. It's great to be back, y'all.
Glad you could join us right here, too.
I'm sorry, Jill, you just sound like you're on the back porch with like a big cup of coffee, and you've got both hands on it, and you're looking at the soon-to-be sunrise. Am I close? That good morning sounded like that to me. Am I reading too much into it?
Who installed a camera in front of me? That's exactly where I am right now.
Who knows what other cameras we have, too. Jules joins us to tell us about an upcoming event that we can all be a part of. It's called Holiday Around the World, and it features a couple of special things. Tell us about this thing, Jules.
This is our annual Soup and Song fundraiser that we've been doing for years and years. And, of course, we had to stop doing it for the past 2 years because of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. But, you know, as we are moving back into some more normal modes again with vaccinations and you know, safe measures, we are bringing it back. This the Soup and Song sing-along is a great kickoff to the holiday season. It's held at the McKinney Center, and it features a night of an all-you-can-eat soup bar, full with salad and bread and cookies for dessert. You get to choose a handmade ceramic ornament that was made right at the McKinney Center, and then join us for an evening of sing-alongs with the Jonesboro Novelty Band, as well as some other special guests from Omoja. And it's a great night. You get a songbook full of lyrics, and you could sing along with the whole community there in the McKinney Center. And it happens Monday, November 28th. It's right after Thanksgiving. And it's a great way to kick off the holiday season, and it serves as one of our major fundraisers for the McKinney Center during the year. And it supports McKinney Center programs as well as our upcoming community play.
Great. Thinking Out Loud with Jules Corriere right now. And is it a single soup, or do we have a variety of soups to choose from?
Oh, it's a variety of soups, and that also reflects the holidays around the world. Let me tell you a little bit about that. We've got different organizations and restaurants creating our soups. So we're going to have like a matzo ball soup. We're going to have like a sweet potato squash Kwanzaa inspired soup. We're going to have like a chicken tortilla soup, for Feliz Navidad. So we're going to have four different soups that you can choose from, and you can try, you know, every single one if you want. It's all you can eat. And then the tables, you'll sit at a table, and the tables are also decorated by different organizations and community groups. So they're different holiday inspired. So all different kinds of holidays that happen in December all around the world, the tables are going to be decorated that way, just beautifully decorated. So it just adds to all of the fun.
Jules Corriere telling us about the soup and song, and the songs that are going to be available through the booklets are going to be there. Are these traditional songs of the holidays? Are they perhaps some pop favorites too? Is it a mix? What do we got?
These are some traditional Christmas carols, some beloved favorite Christmas songs, and the lyrics are in there, as well as a couple of, you know, Appalachian Christmas songs that were collected back, you know, in the early part of the 20th century.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's going to be played live. We've got live music. We've got the Jonesboro Novelty Band that's going to be there and leading the songs. And we'll also have a couple representatives from Omoja who are going to lead a couple of songs as well. But it's mostly going to be the Jonesboro Novelty Band playing just a favorite collection of beloved Christmas songs that we'll all sing along to.
That's great. Now, the booklets themselves, are they take-home booklets, or is that something that belongs to the center?
Oh, yeah. They're take-home booklets.
Nice.
With all the lyrics. And the idea is once you start caroling on the 28th during the show, you can go out and take the booklets, and you can go caroling to your heart's content all throughout the rest of the season.
Ah, Jules Corriere updating us, if you will, now. One more time, it's November 28th, you said that, so fill us in on the details, how we can be a part of Soup and Song.
Yes, and seats for this are limited to only 125, and we've already been selling tickets, and this is one of our big, you know, this is one of our big events that people get excited about. So you want to call and get tickets early. We will not have any tickets available at the door. So you want to go ahead and call in advance for your tickets. And you can do that by calling the Historic Visitor Center at 423-753-1010. That's 423-753-1010. Or you can easily get tickets online by going to jonesboro.com/tickets.
Very good. We'll hope to be there very much so, because we love radio shows of all the kinds. Jules Corriere joining us here, talking about this month's JBO radio show. And it's going to be the holiday around the world, Soup and Song. Thanks for joining us, Jules. Don't be a stranger, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. Bye now.